Welcome to the Holy Rollers podcast with me, Moshe Halperin, where I interview song carriers, artists, musicians and dreamers carrying medicine music across the world. Hi, this is Moshe Halperin. Welcome to this episode of the Holy Rollers music podcast. I interviewed Arnaldo Herrera from Bóveda Celeste, and this is a band that I've been intrigued to find out more about since I first heard. I think the first song I heard of theirs was Oso Blanco many years ago, and it's a song that's influenced me hugely in my life and in my path of learning about the whole world of medicine music. And I know that it's a song that is loved all over the world, but it was very difficult to find anything about the band, who they were, what their influences were, what their path and journey had been to create this extraordinary collection of songs that they have. So it was a great honor to speak to Arnaldo. He talked about his upbringing, his journey into music, his journey in learning about traditional Mexican plants with the cultures and traditions he's worked with, and some of the way that the songs have come to him. So without further ado, this is Arnaldo Herrera from Bóveda Celeste.
Volando un colibrí dorado, quien trajo a nuestro altar un nuevo amanecer. A nuestro hogar llegó volando un colibrí dorado, quien trajo a nuestro altar un nuevo amanecer. La luz se acerca reflejando la alegría, el viento sopla despertando un nuevo día, y la frescura en la montaña va llevando la esencia de un picaflor que asciende enamorado.
I am so excited to introduce Arnaldo Herrera from Bóveda Celeste. I'm so excited to meet you. I have so many questions for you. I wonder if you could just introduce yourself, and I'm going to start because I have so many things I want to ask.
Yes, brother. Thank you very much for this moment that we are sharing a bit of our stories. You know, I'm Mexican. I live right now in Brazil since 3 years ago, and at the start of the movement of the COVID, we decided to stay here in Brazil, but we used to travel a lot, and we live in different places too, traveling. So for me, it's a pleasure to be here with the family, sharing a little bit of my life.
Great. And I'm going to ask you some questions about your life and your influences and your musical influences and your journey. But I just wanted to ask, what does Bóveda Celeste mean, and what does it mean to you?
Yes. Bóveda is like the circle. It's like the earth, a bóveda of celestial. And in fact, that name doesn't arrive from me or from Andresa. When we decide to walk together and to sing together, we participate in a lot of ceremonies traveling, you know, in Mexico, Central America, South America, in different places. So some friends, the closest friends, say that when they hear us in ceremony, they were feeling that they were inside of that Bóveda Celeste. So that name was in honor to the family, you know, that was enjoying that moment, that ceremonies, that where we were sharing music. So That name arrives from the family that say that they were filling in a bóveda celeste, in a celestial circle, in a celestial, you know, cocoon.
Yeah.
So that is where bóveda celeste arrives, the name.
It's great to hear. I looked it up, and the closest kind of translation I could come to was a celestial arch, which is a celestial cocoon. It's what you're describing is very nice to hear the story. It's very beautiful. So thank you for sharing that. And I know that you're living together with Andressa in Brazil at the moment. And Andressa is your musical partner and also your life partner. And I'm really interested to hear about that, how you guys work together and how it works that you're writing music and singing together and also have a life partnership together. But just before we talk about that, would you share a little bit as much as you like about where you grew up and who your musical influences were and how your musical journey has been when you started playing the guitar, when you started writing songs?
Yes, brother. Well, my musical journey started when I was 8 years old. One of my oldest brothers showed me how to play the bass when I was 8 years old, because he had a band of rock in Spanish or at that time, you know. But he decided to stop with music and give it to me, his bass, and say to me, "You want to learn how to play music?" And I say, "Yes, that's wonderful." So I start to go deep in music at that time. After that, I start to be more interested in music, in art, because I was a painter too when I was youngest. So art always being a language for me that let me express, let me connect, and you know, was my passion, in fact. When I was a teenager, I had my first experience close to die. So that experience changed everything in my life. After that, I stopped making music for a long period of my life. And after that experience, I allowed me to connect with a more carefully and healthy life, you know, to be more connected with nature. I start to travel, becoming more aware of the gift of life. At that time, when I started to travel, I began to delve into the study of the traditional Mexican medicine here in Mexico. And there's places that we call Calpulis in Nahuatl, that is the house of the Mexican medicine and traditional medicine studies. So I be more connected with, learn more about my culture and traditions, to participate to, you know, more in ceremonies with different cultures, traveling, delve into studies of human development, begin to training as a human development instructor, reverting therapist, all that. So I'm sharing all that because all that time that I was more in contact with those studies, with nature, permaculture, communities, I was traveling a lot. And in those part of where I was traveling since teenager, as maybe, I don't remember well, but maybe 22, 23 years, I think 12 years ago, I met Andressa at the same time that I met a dear brother that was traveling in Mexico. His name is Max Melo, and he represents a spiritual center here in Brazil that is called Sol da Manhã, Morning Sun.
Atravesando el bosque donde nacieron, descansan a un lado de un lago donde platican con un jilguero. Corren dos liebres atravesando el bosque donde nacieron, descansan a un lado de un lago donde platican con un jilguero.
nostra essenza, ma sutil, che commenta che l'amore è scompartirlo che hai in ti, è nostra naturaleza, nostra essenza, ma sutil. Águila y cóndor se encuentran en la cima de una cordillera, sembrando un mensaje que llegue al interior de la madre tierra. Águila y cóndor se encuentran en la cima de una cordillera, sembrando un mensaje que llegue al interior de la madre tierra, que nos dice que venimos de la misma fuente y del mismo lugar. Todos somos de la tierra, del fuego, del agua y del aire, que nos dice que venimos de la misma fuente y del mismo lugar. Somos de la tierra, del fuego, del agua y del aire.
So when I met Max, I met his ceremonies and I reconnect with music at that time in that ceremony of ayahuasca. And at that time I met Andresa because she is a friend of Max since they were teenagers. And when I met them, I started to travel with them. And at that time, I reconnect with music, playing guitar and singing again. So for Andresa, when I met her, she was traveling from Brazil and arrives in Mexico because she was studying with traditional midwives about midwifery, natural gynecology, woman's health. So when I met her, we connect about all that, that we recognize that it, the traditional medicine, that is not only the plants of power, you know, the plants that we consecrate in ceremonies. So we were friends, good and beautiful friends for 2 years before we had a deepest relation. So we let us travel together because we had the same interests, that was learning more about cultures, learning more about the traditional medicine that each culture have. And, you know, that let us grow a little bit more the perspective of life and the way that we are connecting with life.
Abrindo o coração.
a beautiful story of love and learning about the land and learning about traditional cultures of the planet and your own heritage and ancestry, and also a story of music and how love and the plants have influenced your music. And it's interesting, also the story of you being in ayahuasca ceremony and that reconnecting you to music that you'd stopped for a while, and how somehow that's a common story with that particular plant, that it has a connection to the music in the way that we're listen to music or connect to music. And it's really interesting to hear your story with that as well. And particularly, I know that you sing about plants a lot. I mean, you have a song called Cacao, you have a song called Tabaquito, and you sing about the plants a lot in your songs. I am going to come to your songs because I'm so interested to ask you a lot of questions about some particular songs of yours that I love and that I know that have been influential for a lot of people on the path of learning about ceremony, learning about bringing sacred space into our everyday lives, and music being such a big part of that. And your songs, your and Andres's songs, somehow really have become such an influential part of that, what we call medicine music culture. And I know that that term sometimes has different meanings in different cultures. How does medicine music, the term, rather than, for example, music of consciousness, sound to you? It would be great to hear something about that, if you have any thoughts on that.
Yes, brother. Well, here we can identify that the medicine music can have a lot of perspectives, just that, because I think that in medicine and music, you know, they always work together. When we connect the message, a deepest message, and that connects the consciousness of the experience of life, of what we are living, that is beautiful when we connect that in what we recognize of medicine music, you know, because medicine music can be too the sounds, the music of each tradition, each culture, and that they use to support ceremonies. They have their intention in some work that is a specific work in a specific ceremonies. For me, medicine music is music that I'm sharing connected with my story of life, with my experiences, and try to connect the beauty and the poetry too, and share what allows me to learn and to experience something more deep and connected with this part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. And how much do you personally feel a connection to your Mexican lineage and heritage? And is there a particular way of working with your practices, be that meditation or prayer or ceremony or with the plants, that you follow or that you align with more than another?
Yes. Well, I think that like everything in life, there's like some seasons in life that I was more connected in ceremonies, for example, because I was maybe in that part of my life going more deep in understand that knowledge, you know, that expansion, because for me, being in ceremonies with the medicine plants, the plants of power, is to be in contact with a moment that you will expand everything that you have inside yourself, and everything that is talking about your story, your light, but also your darkness, your shadows, you know, everything that needs attention. So connected with music too, for me, was a really, really beautiful experiences for a long period of my life. At the same time, to be in contact with different cultures, to be part of some projects, you know, even in those communities, and to live, you know, the day by day with those traditions, with those family, those people, these expression of life, because traveling, there's a lot of ways to express life, to be in contact with life, to interpret life, meanings of life. And that is really beautiful to connect all those experiences, to have a, you know, a deepest perception of life. So I share you all that because my present, I try to connect with the beauty of the simplicity, you know. For me, it's really beautiful to wake up and to see the sun coming, you know, in a beautiful place around nature, fresh air, to take time to breathe, to take time, you know, to stretch the body, to practice something that I like, you know, can be yoga, can be breath work, can be something that let me connect with my body first and after embrace the day, you know, embrace what I need to do, embrace my work, embrace everything that is connected with that day.
Sentir, vivir al compartir, abriendo el corazón más allá de la razón,
abriendo el corazón más allá de la razón,
abriendo el corazón más allá de la razón. Sentir. Al compartir, para vivir, al compartir, ser, vivir y florecer. Abriendo el corazón más allá de la razón.
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 Para sentir.
Let's talk a little bit about working with Andreessa, because you're working with her and also she's your life partner. And it would be great just to hear a little bit about that, if you're willing to share how that works and how that is.
Yes, brother. Our journey was a beautiful journey of understand each other. And understand each other is recognize our intention of life, of travel, of share, you know. So it's beautiful that we both work with the things that connect us, you know. And she's involved too in the traditional medicine, and we talk the language together, you know. It's a beautiful part that we exchange together. Even we love to travel. I met her traveling. She met me traveling. So we shared that moment too, you know, when we decide to stay in a place for a long period and after decide to travel together. So the day by day is really beautiful because we recognize that we are here for sure. And the best way for us to share is to have a good communication, is to understand and recognize each part of our expressions, each part of what we are learning, what we need, because that's a really important part. You know, our relation can change for a long period of life, in a long period of experiences, you know, and communication is the best way to understand where we are in our presence, because a lot of things change in life. And for us, working together is a beautiful experience. For us, decide together our movements is really beautiful. At the same time that, you know, enjoy simplicity of life. We love that. We love to have good food. We love to have a good rest. You know, we love to have a beautiful place to contemplate nature, to drink a tea, you know, to just pass moments of silence too. At the same time that we love to share with family beautiful moments of music, of all that.
Thank you. Thank you.
En este camino rumbo a la selva me he encontrado un pajarillo sonajero que inspirado en el vuelo del águila encontró en su corazón este canto que brota del alma aquí y ahora. En este camino rumbo a la selva me he encontrado un pajarillo sonajero que inspirado en el vuelo del águila encontró en su corazón este canto que brota del alma aquí y ahora. Pajarillo sonajero, encontraste en la visión a un oso blanco con alas de cóndor y mirada de jaguar. Pajarillo sonajero, encontraste en la visión a un oso blanco con alas de cóndor y mirada de jaguar. Entre las asmarirí, las plumas del águila y del cóndor, donde llueven las gotas de cielo, hoy fecunda la semilla. Entre las asmarirí, las plumas del águila y del cóndor, donde llueven las gotas de cielo, hoy fecunda la semilla. En este camino rumbo a la selva me he encontrado un pajarillo sonajero que inspirado en el vuelo del águila encontró en su corazón este canto que brota del alma aquí y ahora. Pajarillo sonajero, encontraste en la visión a un oso blanco con alas de cóndor y mirada de jaguar. Pajarillo sonajero, encontraste en la visión a un oso blanco con alas de cóndor y mirada de jaguar. Entre las asmarirí, las plumas del águila y de cóndor, donde llueven las gotas de cielo, hoy fecunda la semilla. Entre las asmarirí, las plumas del águila y de cóndor, donde llueven las gotas de cielo, hoy fecunda la semilla. En este camino rumbo a la selva me he encontrado un corazón sonajero. En este camino rumbo a la selva me he encontrado un corazón sonajero.
This is the first song that I heard of yours called Oso Blanco. I heard Danit, who's another musician singer who makes records and sings beautiful music, singing this song in a ceremonial circle. And I really was fascinated by not only the way that she sang her voice, but the song itself. And I picked up one or two words while she was singing, but I didn't really know what the song was about. The felt experience of it was something quite mystical and magical. And I felt transported somehow into this sort of jungle forest experience with these sort of celestial creatures. But I don't know whether that had any connection with the meaning originally of the song or the words particularly. And then I heard it a few times and I started to learn it. And in fact, with my dear friend George, we recorded a live version of it because we would play it so often in singing circles. And it's a song that I really fell in love with. I know that a lot of people listening, and friends and family listening to this podcast recording, will be fascinated to hear a little bit more about this song. I wonder if you could just tell us what the inspiration for the song is and the meaning of the song in terms of its words, but also the meaning for you.
Yes, brother. That's a beautiful story, Osso Blanco. Osso Blanco is the story about the transition in my life where I was in contact with different cultures traveling in the jungle, in the forest, in some places that give me a beautiful and deepest learning of life. But was the same moment that I met Andresa and we decided to walk together like a relation, you know. And the pajarillo sonajero is the symbol of what I experience in a ceremony when I start to sing again. I was not singing for a long period in my life, in my past, but when I reconnect with music and when I had a beautiful experience in one specific ceremony, I see a bird with a maraca, a sonaja. So that is the pajarillo sonajero that represent the force of the expression of the voice, you know. And the story that is the song, it's saying that the pajarillo sonajero was making a journey to recognize his expression, recognize the deepest part of that expression. That pajarillo sonajero find an eagle and was inspired of the way how the eagle be an eagle, you know. And after that, I share a little bit the story of how the cultures connect to work together. In this case, the situation was the meeting that I was having with Andresa. Because when I met Andresa, she was learning a lot of things about medicine traditions from her journey, and I was learning another things from my journey. So that represents another part of the song. When we integrate the North and the South together, you know, in a connection together. So it's a story too of love, that the moment that when Andres and me recognize us like a relation, integrate us like a relation and decide to work together. So all that story in the poetry of the song is expression, that part.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I really appreciate you sharing that. And it's so good to hear that it's a love song. And I love the description of the bird with the rattle as well, which makes perfect sense now that you explain it. But when I was singing that song, I was like, does that mean a bird with a rattle? And yeah, and there's the eagle and the white bear and the condor and all these sort of beautiful imagery. And thank you for recording that song, because it's really, certainly for me in my life, it's been hugely helpful at times to listen to that song and to also play it on the guitar. It's something very special. Yeah.
Ah, thank you, brother.
On behalf of lots of people listening to this, thank you. I wanted to ask you about another one of your songs, which I think is probably my favorite song in the medicine music world ever, which is called Amor y Unidad. And Yeah, I'll just ask you to share a little bit, whatever you feel like sharing about that song. But I'd love to know how it came, like how you wrote it and what it means for you.
Well, Amor y Unidad, I think, was the first song that I write when I start to reconnect music in my life. And this song is like the way that I share my love to a specific place where I was living at that time. I was living in a place in Mexico that is called Xote Tatacani in Otomi. Otomi is a language that is from a specific community in Mexico, in the center part of Mexico. I was living in that community for 6 years. I was part of that community. We were working with permaculture. That was another place of Capuli, that is the Mexican medicine stories, you know, the traditional Mexican medicine stories. And in that place, I was involved with that nature. I was involved with that knowledge of that place. So Amor y Unidad, it came, in fact, after a ceremony of peyote, because in Mexico, before ayahuasca, you know, there's a lot of another plants that I had the opportunity to be in contact, even a lot of traditions that I had the opportunity to be in contact, to live with them. So in this place, after that beautiful ceremony, Amor y Unidad talks about that unity of all those community that were part of Xote Tatacani, because in this beautiful place we used to have meetings with a lot of other communities from another places of Mexico to work together there, to pray together. So Amor y Unidad talks about that, you know, the intention to be part of a deepest a way to express our life is to do something together. When I arrived in that place, we're just a land. And after we start to work together, we decide to go deep and try to make a community, try to construct, try to grow the community, you know, and start to be in contact with another communities. So Amor y Unidad is like the flag of that intention, you know, of that part of my life that I was experiencing all that. I passed there 6 years in my life. After 1 year, I think I met Andres, I met Max, and I start to go in another journey of my life. But Amor y Unidad talks about that. That community, that place, everything that I live in that place, and all that intention of pray and the unity of be together in one intention.
I love that song so much. I can't tell you. When I hear it, it just somehow pours like pure liquid gold into my body. I really, really love it. I thank you so much for talking about that. I have some dear friends, Nick and Ruben, Jonas and Danit and Misha. They have a band called Puentes. They recorded also a very beautiful version of that song.
Yes.
Cima de una cordillera, sembrando un
Okay, I have one more song that I'd love to talk to you about, and it's Espinita de Maguey. And I would be interesting to hear like a story if you would like to share around that, and also why it's still just, why it's like SoundCloud is great, but why you didn't also put it onto the other platforms, if there's a, may be no reason for that, but it was, I just noticed that and I was interested because for me, it's just a beautiful, beautiful song. If you don't mind sharing about it.
Yes, brother. Well, that beautiful song arrives in a trip that we were making in the desert in the north of Mexico, when we were in a journey sharing those beautiful ceremonies of the spiritual center, the Sol de Mañana, in Mexico. So we stay in a beautiful, beautiful place that was really far from people, from cities, for everything. And was the deepest place in the desert. And Espinita del Maguey talks about that energy of that place, that was the energy of the sun that is in everything that touches. That is the expression of that sun, of Espinita del Maguey. Is the energy of the light, you know, in a place that let you appreciate to, you know, water in connection with those places, let you understand a little bit more deep the experience of the peyote too, because was a land where practice a lot of ceremonies of peyote, and even how the people that enjoy that environment connect with the energy of that place. So Espinita del Maguey talks about the light of the sun that is connected with life and how that embraces everything that is living there. So for me, it's a really special song too. I think that the first time that we share that song was in SoundCloud, like the other ones. I assure you that most of the songs that we sing, we didn't record it yet. Yeah, so because we were more sharing, you know, in ceremonies, we decide to start recording sometimes that we had the opportunity, you know, when we have the time, the places of record. And Espinita del Maguey is a beautiful song, in fact, for me, because it was a beautiful experience and connection. In that time, we passed there like 2 months, and was really, really beautiful, the connection that we have with that place. Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear it in that song. I can hear that there's something very special in that song.
Y vuelve a nacer. duda que se asoma en la voz de tu mirar. Observa las respuestas de un tambor que desde lejos marca el camino de un colibrí. La aurora abre paso y el niño jaguar reaparece en la visión. Y el niño sol que sueña con nuestra creación.
Thank you for that. And when you write songs, do you, I mean, there are some songwriters who will sit and have like a very structured process of writing. So like every day at this time in the morning, they'll get up and they'll write for 3 hours. Doesn't matter how they feel or how, you know, it just, it's, and it's structured. And then of course there are other songwriters who just, the song just comes in the middle of the night somehow, like as a whole, or just sometimes just the melody, and then they bring the words or, and I'm interested how that process is for both of you.
Yes. Brother, yeah, well, I love to feel the experiences the present moment is bringing to me, traveling and having some experiences that let me understand a little bit more the way that I'm living, the expression of my life and the cycles of that. So for me, most of my compositions talk about transitions of my life, and those transitions integrate the place, integrate the experience that I'm having, the relations that I'm having, integrates what I'm learning at that moment. And the inspiration most of the time arrives when I close a cycle, you know, like maybe I let me be part in, I don't know, at the, at can be maybe ceremony, or maybe can be just a morning that I'm waking up and I know that, for example, I'm leaving that place that give me some deepest experience and let me understand something more deep about myself, my life. And I pick the guitar and I try to say thank you, you know, to that place, say thank you to that community. Like, for example, Amor Unidad was that I was needing to express that thank you to all that experience that that place give me and everything that grows in my life to that place. So I remember, for example, I just make a fire there in the place. I was cooking something, you know, and I was sitting in nature and I was connected with that place. And I start just to write my thank you to that place and try to connect with everything that was happening at the same time with that place, talking about nature, you know, talking about what is moving around me. So most of the time, compositions for me are that, are those experiences that give me something deep and make me feel something deep in my life. And I just translate all that and just share back all that, you know.
Well, I look so forward to hearing all your songs as they come in your transitions, and wish you beautiful days and weeks and months and years ahead. And I have lots more to ask you. I think we'll pick this up another time. I would love that. There's so many songs I want to ask you about Colibri Dorado and various others, and so many questions about what you've shared. But I want to say thank you for now. I think if you're happy to do a part two for this, and we did invite Andressa, but I know she wasn't able to make today, but we'll invite Andressa on also next time. And I want to just also let people know where they can hear your music, of course, on all the streaming platforms, on Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube and those things. And funnily enough, I was looking on YouTube the other day and I saw this great video of you guys singing, Don't Worry, Be Happy. This, you know, Bobby McFerrin classic. And it really made me smile and laugh. I love to see that. I hadn't seen it before. It always makes me smile, that song. So it was quite a surprise to see you guys doing it, and so nice. And it's, I think, a little bit in English and a little bit in Spanish. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, we were, enjoying that moment, and we were playing like kids, you know. Was the season of the COVID, and we had a little bit more time, you know, to be stable in one place and to share more music, you know, in a simplest way, you know, like adapting us to record something home studio just quickly, you know, and sharing videos. And that song was more like try to share, to enjoy your present. It doesn't matter what is happening in the world. It doesn't matter what is happening around you. Just don't worry and be happy. And after we just change some words in Spanish, we create another composition, but we try to connect with that beautiful energy of that song, you know, that we love too.
Yeah, it's a great little video, and you guys look so happy, and it really brings a lot of joy, that video. So I thank you so much for coming on and talking to me and answering all the questions in such great detail. It's been really fascinating. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, brother, just say thank you too, you know, for sharing that beautiful moment for me. I really appreciate always to share with family, to create community, to be able to talk, you know, face to face, to meet us, and, you know, to keep growing the inspiration of life, because inspiration let us connect with everything, to trust that we can grow if we keep our inspiration to keep going in this life. So thank you very much to the family that enjoy with us. Me and Andresa send a big hug for all of us. Much love and a beautiful journey in our lives.
Bless you and thank you.
Thank you. Blessings.
Pues en esta vida só tem que fluir da mesma forma que se faz aqui, so don't worry, be happy, bem pra cantar e bem para dançar perto deste coração, perto da inspiração.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Holy Rollers podcast with me, Moshe Halperin. Please hit the subscribe button, or you can send me feedback or any comments on my Insta, which is @MosheMedicine.